Pledgerama is back. Our 2026 runs from 6:30 p.m. on Friday, April 24th to 8 p.m. on Friday, May 1st. 1 week, one goal, one big push to support great radio at UMFM. We're trying to raise $34,000 this year, all of it going straight into the stuff that actually keeps the station alive. Not shiny extras, just the real deal, behind-the-scenes expenses that make UMFM happen. If the station's been part of your day, on the bus, in the studio, in your kitchen, in your headphones while you're avoiding an assignment, this is the moment where tossing a few bucks our way actually matters. As always, we've got an assortment of new merch to say thank you, all with artwork done by Brady Fries, who absolutely crushed it with two amazing designs. Or as always, you can take a tax receipt. Totally your call. We're not picky. If you want to get ahead of things, hit umfm.com/donate. Pledgerama, April 24th to May 1st. Friends, let's make this happen together.
Frenchie's Records blends cafe and vinyl in one spot, allowing you to browse their selection of both new and used records and grab a strong cup of coffee while you're there. Turntables, CDs, cassettes, they have it all. Shop at the store that loves music as much as you do. Find new releases and restocks weekly in person at 260 Taché or online at frenchiesrecords.ca.
You're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM, the campus and community radio station at the University of Manitoba. My name is Tom. The show is called At Large. I will be with you until 5:30 today. Yeah, we got some old, we got some new, we got some fast, we got some slow. Last week I had some longer songs. Today, not so many long songs, but I got some older stuff, I got some newer stuff. Yeah, I got some popular, I got some obscure, so I hope you enjoy. The show is called At Large on 101.5 UMFM.
There won't be heartbreak in the room tonight. No sentiment to speak of. No names to remember. Just you and I. Just you and I. We'll be right back.
See you. dead in my tracks. I was headed for disaster, and then I turned back. I was wrestling with the coat hanger. Can you guess who won? The universe shrugged, shrugged and moved on. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head. Just a feeling. And by the way, I was selling the rights. I took a breather and decided not to ruin my life. I was conforming to a cosmic design. I was playing to time until I walked back to the garden of earthly delights. I was born to perform. It's a calling. I exist to do this. Shouting and pointing. And no one will ever have the last word, because it's not something you could ever say. So swivel. Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you.
people, some hand in hand. Just what I'm going through, they can understand. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end. And I love you.
Black Market Provisions is a Winnipeg store like no other. They offer delicious, homemade, ready-to-eat food, giftware, and all-around cute and rad things you need to have in your home. Their curated collection ranges from housewares, pantry provisions, greeting cards, trinkets and treasures, and homemade food options ranging from soups and salads to cookies and ice cream. Bottom line is, they love food, feeding people, and finding fun things to share with folks. Owned by couple Angela and Alana, Black Market Provisions is located at 550 Osborne Street. You can order online for next day pickup or delivery from Tuesday to Saturday. Visit their website at blackmarketwpg.ca to place an order online today.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will listen to and learn from people who don't look like me.
I commit to find the strength to work on my own implicit biases, to better educate myself, and to encourage those around me to do the same.
I will listen actively and respectfully.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
You're listening to Large on 101.5 UMFM. We just heard the Black Market Provisions commercial. I like the butter tarts. They're not so good for me, but I still like them. Anyways, where do we start? Oh, we started the set with Neon Indian. We heard Technoclique, and that was from the band's third album released in 2015. The band is from Denton, Texas. Band's music has been described as electronic, synth pop, but the one I like the best is Chill Wave. Yeah. And then the second song in the set was Journey with their classic hit Don't Stop Believing. That was released as a single in 1981, and it was also on the band's album Escape. To say that song has legs, that's an understatement. And then in the middle, the British band Pulp with Spike Island, and that was off their Moore album. That was just released last year in 2025. Their first album in 24 years. I worry about Tool not putting out a lot of albums. These guys, 24 years, wow. And then after Pulp, another classic from the Moody Blues, we heard Nights in White Satin. Yeah, I played the single version. I didn't play the album version. I usually play album versions, but today I just played the single version on that. It fit. And then finishing the set, Jenny Beth with No Good. That was No Good for People, and that was from her You Heartbreaker You album. That was the English artist's second album, released again last year in 2025. She is also the front woman for Savages. I still remember going to see them at the West End Cultural Center. My ears are still ringing. Anyways, up next, I'm going to play a song from a debut album released in 1973. I hope you enjoy. The show's called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back.
every dollar store. Dream in a big city and in a civil war. I could dream all day and I could go all night. Well, I could dream in a honky-tonk and in a leaky tent. Dream away the madness seeping through the internet. Dream about horses falling dominoes. Dream about a blackjack table up in Buffalo. Dream up and down and side to side. Dream away the politicians screaming on my television. Dream at a Waffle House in Kentucky. Dreaming of bad luck even when I'm lucky.
Vancouver's Grimes with So Heavy I Fell Through the Earth. And you're listening to LRJ on 101.5 UMFM. So Heavy I Fell Through the Earth was off of Grimes' Miss Anthropocene album that was released back in 2020, and that was her fifth. And that was from Departure. I'm going to play something from her a little later, but this much darker, more industrial sound on Miss Anthropocene. And I want to say something, but I should, but I'm not going to. Anyways, yeah, darker music. And then before Grimes, it was Norman Greenbaum with Spirit in the Sky. That was a single that he released back in 1969, and it's also on the album of the same name. In my mind, it's such a great song. And just an interesting tidbit of information. From funeral directors, this is the second most requested song by people. The first, Danny Boy. That figures. And then in the middle, Montreal's Alexander Streliski with Interlude, and that was off her Inescapes album. That was the neoclassical artist's second, and that was released back in 2018. And then before Alexander Streliski, it was Margot Price with Nowhere Is Where, and that was from her latest album, Hardhead Woman. And that was her fifth album. That was also released last year, August 2025. And Price's goal on the album was to return to her classic roots, and I think she did it. And then kicking off the set, as I said, Billy Cobham, off his debut album, we heard Quadrant, and that was off his debut album Spectrum, and that was released back in 73. And Billy Cobham, yeah, just a fantastic Panamanian American drummer, has played with probably some of the Miles Davis, probably some of the best musicians in the world, and influence some of the best musicians in the world. I'm going to play a commercial, two commercials, and then I'm going to come back with a song that I heard on the radio on the weekend. It was released in 1970, and it was a pretty big hit at the time, so I hope you enjoy. The show is called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Pledgerama, UMFM's annual funding drive, is back, running from 6:30 p.m. on Friday, April 24th, to 8 p.m. on Friday, May 1st. 1 week, one goal, one big push to support great radio at UMFM. We are trying to raise $34,000 this year, all of it going straight into the stuff that actually keeps the station alive. Not shiny extras, just the real deal, behind-the-scenes expenses that make UMFM happen. If the station's been a part of your day, on the bus, in the studio, in your kitchen, in your headphones while you're avoiding an assignment, this is the moment where tossing a few bucks our way actually matters. As always, we've got an assortment of new merch to say thank you, all with work from Brady Friesen, who absolutely crushed it with two amazing designs. Or, as always, you can take a tax receipt. Totally your call, we're not picky. If you want to get ahead of things, hit umfm.com/donate. Pledgerama, April 24th to May 1st. Friends, let's make this happen together.
Sukram's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 presents Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sukram's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sukram's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue, but like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday Sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sukram's.
Trespassing would be shot. out of sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, "Hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner." Membership card to get inside. Around the plate at the end of it all, I didn't have a penny to pay. So I got me a pen and a paper, and I made up my own little sign. I said, "Thank you, Lord, thinking about me, I'm alive, I'm doing fine." Woo!
Sign, sign, everywhere a sign.
Blocking out the scenery,
breaking my mind.
Do this, don't do that, can't you read the sign?
Sign, sign, everywhere a sign.
Hi, I'm Tola McNeil, and sometimes roommate of Carol and Mark, and we are CJUMFM 101.5, your campus and community radio at the University of Manitoba. We're hit-free, providing diversity at the university and supporting the arts in Winnipeg. Thank you, and have a nice listening experience.
I'm tired of tying my own shoes and lying and never coming through and getting fired and finding something new. I'm going to France to paint.
My own world is gone.
2 from Electric Light Orchestra. We heard Eldorado Overture and Can't Get It Out of My Head, and both of those were from the Eldorado album. And you're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM, the campus and community radio station at the University of Manitoba. Show is called At Large. My name is Tom. I will be with you until 5:30 today. Yeah, Eldorado, Jeff Lynne, such a visionary. Brought a whole symphony orchestra into the studio to do that. He used to do, his band members played strings and that before, but this one he brought the whole orchestra in. Good for him. As I said, released in 1974. Yeah, amazing. And then before Electric Light Orchestra, it was Grimes with the title track from her Art Angels album. That was released back in 2015. That was her fourth. And I talked earlier about her dark album. This is her pop album. She covers all facets of pop, whatever you want to pop, synth pop, electronic pop. Yeah, she's got all the pop figured out. And then second song in the set was Wet Leg with Pawn Song. And that was from her latest, from their latest album, Moisturizer. And that was released in July of last year, 2025. And then opening the set was Five Man Electrical Band with Signs. That was the Ottawa, that was on the Ottawa Band's Goodbye and Butterflies albums, and as I said earlier, released in 1970. Up next, I got a Winnipeg band that I'm going to play. I hope you enjoy. The show's called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Tripper, but shoulder resting SUVs. I walk home from the movies, 'cause I don't have a car anymore. At 29, I feel sick, but I'm just getting started on my medicine. And the lady in blue platform sandals cracks the foam, and her heels to match takes a hose from the side of the house and walks. Square and she soil at 10:22 from sun to seed. Left a mushroom. I've been Yeah.
love came to my door with a sleeping roll and a madman's soul. He thought for sure I'd seen him dancing up a river in the dark, looking for a woman to court and spar. He was playing on the sidewalk for passing change when something strange happened. Glory train passed through him, so he buried the coins he made in People's Park and went looking for a woman to court and spark. It seemed like he read my mind. He saw me mistrusting him and still acting kind. He saw how I worried sometimes, I worry sometimes. All the guilty people, he said, they've all seen the stain on their daily bread, on their Christian names. I cleared myself, I sacrificed my booze, and you could complete me, I'd complete you. His eyes were the color of the sand in the sea, and the more he talked to me, you know, the more he reached me. But I couldn't let go of L.A., city of the fallen angels.
Zookrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Zookrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Zookrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday Sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Zookrum's.
You're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM. Yeah, where do we start? Oh, yeah, we started the set with Winnipeg's Living Hour. We heard Texting. That was from their latest album, Internal Drone Infinity, and that was released last year. I think it was in October of last year, 2025, or November 2025. I know they had their CD release party at the Park Theater. I wanted to go, but I couldn't make it, so too bad. And that was the band's fourth album. And then it was a classic from Marvin Gaye. We heard the title track from his What's Going On album that was released back in 1971. The album was a concept album dealing with hatred, suffering, and injustice, a lot like today. Anyways, the album is also considered one of the greatest albums ever and one of the most influential albums ever of all time. I agree. And then I was going to play Wolf Alice. I was going to play Thorns from their latest, The Clearing. But I'm looking at the clock. I'm not going to have time. If I do that, then my last track is going to be cut real short. So I don't want to do that. So if you're following along with the show log, forget about Wolf Alice. You're not going to hear them today. And I usually play Jenny Beth. I played Because Savages. That would be my dream show. The Savages and Wolf Alice together. Both headlining the show. To me, that would be just something fantastic. And then finishing the set there, we just heard Joni Mitchell with the title track from her Court and Spark album. That was her sixth. That was released back in 1974. And interesting stuff. This is the album where she starts to introduce jazz elements to her music. Fantastic. Yeah. I have one more song to play, but before I do that, I just wanted to say thanks so much for listening today. I really appreciate it. Yeah, and have a great week, and I will be back next Wednesday. Oh, yeah, I wanted to mention Pledge-O-Rama next week. If you feel it in your heart that you can give something to the station, that would be fantastic. If not, just enjoy the music when you listen to it. But, yeah, Pledge-O-Rama, I don't have my show put together yet, but I will be doing that on the weekend. So kind of got some ideas what I'm going to do, but I'm not too sure yet. So anyways, I should go because I'm running out of time. Show's called At Large. I'm here most Wednesday. I will be here next Wednesday for sure. From 4 to 5:30. Have a great week.
Walk your street, and I walk mine, and should we meet, would you spare me some time? 'Cause you should see my world, meet my kind, before you judge our minds. Blue collar, I'm awake and alive. I keep late hours. You're 9 to 5. So I would like you to know I need the quiet hours to create in this world of mine. Blue collar. I'd like you to know at 4 in the morning. Things are coming to mind. All I've seen, all I've done, and those I hope to find. I'd like to remind you at 4 in the morning, my world is very still. The air is fresh under diamond skies, makes me glad to be alive. Face is no longer mine.
Fun Club is just what you think. It's a place that hates fun. It's also a world-class recording studio. You can come record your music, you'll get in the zone, it'll sound great. And you know, it might be tempting to have fun, but we can't allow it. We have an amazing gear collection, tape machines, we have modern computers, we have chandeliers and couches, we have a kitchen and multiple recording environments of various sizes and acoustic properties. The one thing we don't have is fun, and we never will. No compromises, no fun.
And no problem.
Good evening, and welcome to Art World Innovators, exploring stories of innovation in the art world. I'm your host, Susan Cohn, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba.
I would like to share some UMFM news this evening. Beginning on April 24th, we have a special week for UMFM, as it is our annual Pledge-O-Rama fundraising campaign for 2026, and we will have incredible lineups on all our shows to highlight our amazing and entertaining programming. Our Pledge-O-Rama annual fundraising week will run until 8 p.m. on May 1st, and we hope you will call in to offer your contributions to help us reach our goal of $34,000. We can only do this with your pledge, so please call us at 204-474-6610 or visit umfm.com to make your pledge online. Thank you so very much and enjoy our show tonight. Our guests this evening are Kiki Thompson and Madeline Paterno, co-founders of the Verbier 3D Sculpture Park and Residency, a museum without walls in the heart of the Swiss Alps. Verbier 3D Foundation is a cultural organization dedicated to contemporary art, environmentalism, and education through their artist residency and sculpture park. The foundation has hosted over 35 Swiss and international artists in research-led residencies that push artists out of their comfort zones to develop innovative new works in dynamic natural surroundings, which may not be possible in their studio spaces. Curators Alexa Jean Cusper and Paul Goodwin offer artists personalized curatorial support from both academic and practice-based perspectives. Each year, thought-provoking themes are offered for artists to explore in their work and community, and tourist visitors are invited to learn more through engaging educational programs and events.